अन्नोऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं रज्रस्रसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणप्रेष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल I offer my dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitla Rishimant Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and Nitla Rishimant Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, to entire Rupanam Gauriya Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to our Gajins, and to Nitla Rishimant Bhakti Shirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, who is auspicious. Tirobhav Tithi, we're observing today. So over the years, we've heard from the Vaishnavas about the glories of this most wonderful associate of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. We've heard how when the Vaishnavas were very young, they visited this temple in Navadvip, and how they were drawn by the deities of Sri Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu. And when they visited this temple in their childhood, it left a very deep impression in their hearts. And gradually they started visiting Navadvip more and more, more and more. And then eventually came to Devananda Gaudiya Math. They had the association of Srila Gurudev, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, where they would speak to Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj for like, Vaman Maharaj would speak to the Vaishnavas for so much time, even until the night. And the sevaks would say, oh, if you're speaking like this, our Guru Maharaj will not rest. You must give him some time to rest as well. But then anyhow, Vaman Maharaj would continue speaking. You heard how Gurudev would hide some kheer under the bed sometimes for the Vaishnavas. They would offer this kheer. So this way, we've heard many such recollections from their childhood, how they visited Devananda Gaudiya Math. But we also heard how their visit to this... Saraswat Gaudiya Sangha, the institution founded by Siddhanti Maharaj, also left a very good impression in their hearts. How they honored Mahaprasad there also in the temple there. And they were treated with so much love and affection there. We also heard how when Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj was in Calcutta, like we've heard that history, that Vaman Maharaj was in Puri and he had a hole in his heart. And his sevak Sundarananda Prabhu, He was illiterate, but anyhow, he wrote a letter to Gurudev. He had someone write a letter saying that, please come immediately to Jagannath Puri. Maharaj is very sick. So then Gurudev, he came there. Then we heard this history, how Param Gurudev himself came to Gurudev in a dream and told him that there is one Dr. Parikh in Calcutta. You go there and you take Vaman Maharaj there, he'll be all right. So then Gurudev, he took Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj there to Calcutta, and there we heard how this Dr. Parikh, he treated Vaman Maharaj and eventually even became his disciple. So when Vaman Goswami Maharaj was there, the Vaishnavas have described how they came to Calcutta and how they would visit Srila Vaman Maharaj there in the hospital, and how they heard many, how Vaman Maharaj himself would speak about his life, and many, how he stayed in the temple, and the mutt, how he joined the temple. And then while they were there, they were staying in the temple of Siddhanti Maharaj at Hazrat Road in Calcutta there. And then they would frequent. Come and visit the temple, come and visit Srila Vaman Maharaj there and go back to the temple. There they described how the brahmacharis of this temple were so strict. How they would all sit together after Mangalarti, do Kirtan, do all the temple programs together, like a very tightly knit family. There is this familial atmosphere in the temple, is very helpful for us as well. So this was like this familial atmosphere there. Vaishnava says so much love and affection between each other there. So then also we heard there was this one brahmachari from the temple. He used to always come here. His name, this Prabhu's name, he recently departed. He used to always come here, he used to bring prasad also. And yeah, I had a lot of love and affection for the Vaishnavas. They would speak very, with so much love to each other. His name, Satyananda Prabhu. He would, Narsinghananda Prabhu, yes. Narsinghananda Prabhu. He used to come, many of us have had his darshan also. He's come here many times. No, we've seen him also. Many times we've seen him. But he departed recently, like last year or something, he departed to be with his Guru Maharaj. And yeah, we heard also about Satyananda Prabhu and all these disciples of Siddhanti Maharaj. They were so... we've heard how in their temples they have gardens, they make their own garlands. And everything, their whole thing is like self-supported, their whole temple. Heard how Siddhanti Maharaj would send flowers to Jagannath Puri in a plane from Calcutta. How the Vaishnavas had darshan of him sitting on an easy chair in Jagannath Puri, and where mentally they're going to Totagopinath, Siddhabakul, and Gambira, and all these places mentally, just by sitting on that easy chair. They had a very heavy set body. Even if you see his picture also, you can see a very heavy set body, but still mentally is going to all these different places. We've heard also this history about how he delivered that Gunda, the Sudarshan Prabhu, you know, how he received the mercy of his Guru Maharaj. So we've heard many histories regarding Siddhanti Maharaj over the years. So we hear, no, they're all eternal associates of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Just as Mahaprabhu descended with all his associates, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the same way Prabhupada, he descended with all his associates. Like Prabhupada, he asked Param Gurudev once, like, where were you all this time? No, like, where were you? I was, and then Param Gurudev was like, oh, you remembered me now, so I came immediately, he said. Just now you remembered me, so I came, he said. This way they're all like inseparable from each other. So in the same way, Siddhanti Maharaj also was one such associate of Prabhupada. He was born in 1906, October 2nd, I think. He was born in this Varishala district. And there, Vanaripada, I think. I think even Narari Seva Vigraha Prabhu also is from this Varishala district, I think. So he was born in there, and it is mentioned how Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj himself has written about his life, actually, saying how he was the leader of the student union there in his college. So they were actually celebrating the birthday of Vivekananda there, in their college there. And then Pujavad Bhakti Vek Bharati Maharaj, Siksha Guru Bhakti Prakash Sharanya Maharaj, they went there. So then they saw these sadhus and they were like, okay, even Vivekananda was a sadhu, he wore saffron cloth, so you can say something about him. Because Vivekananda is very celebrated. No, not just in Bengal, all over India itself, he is very respected. He spoke in the religious parliament there in America in 1896, and his talk there is very revered by all the Indians there. So not just Bengalis, all the Indians, they like him so much. So then... anyhow, Bharati Maharaj, for like more than 2 hours, he only spoke on the first sloka of Bhagavad Gita. He didn't even mention the name of Vivekananda there. So then automatically his heart was drawn to these sadhus. So then it is said that when he left his college, he just left with his clothes, like nothing else he had, no money, nothing, just with his whatever clothes he had, he just left. And then he told his parents that I'm going to my sister's house, and he just left. And then he stayed there in the temple for some time. Then anyhow, they got him back. And then anyhow, they just like how Raghunath Das Goswami, he was like imprisoned by his parents. He was also like imprisoned by his parents. They had security guards watching him, bolted the lock, bolted the door from outside, made sure he would not escape. But then again, anyhow, he cut his shika, he removed his tulsi, everything. He started behaving like an ordinary person. And when he had the next chance, he just ran away from there again. So then when he came to the temple, we've heard Gurudev say how he received, I think, in Harinam in 1924 or something like that. And then he saw how everyone was so qualified there in the Gaudiya Math. They were like such scholars, all of them. No, you can imagine Sridhar Maharaj, Param Gurudev, Sri Shauti Maharaj, and Aranya Maharaj, and all these different scholars there. So he thought, maybe I should like get some more education and return to the temple. So then when he returned home, Param Gurudev himself went and brought him back. And then he said, no, you stay here in the temple, don't leave, he said. So this way he was given again, I think, the, again 1928, he rejoined the temple again after some time. This way Prabhupada, he sent him preaching everywhere. And we know about how legendary his preaching was. We've heard that history, you know, how he preached in Bengal, how he cut all the philosophies of Ramakrishna and Vivekananda, that history, which we'll hear. So then we hear that when he would preach in such a dynamic way that so many complaints would be sent in the form of letters to the Gaudiya Math. And then Prabhupada would say, all these complaints you publish in the Gaudiya, he would say. You publish them as it is. And then I myself will give the answers to these complaints, means the rebuttal. I myself will explain how what he said is true. And I will give the answers. And you publish those answers also in the Gaudiya. So all the complaints they would send, they would also publish the answers. Everything there in the Gaudiya there also. Like Sai Maharaj would do the same thing also, no? Like that entire book, in that book, Signs of Self-Realization, there's this one lady, she writes a letter to Prabhupada saying, oh, your disciples are so pessimistic. They're only speaking about birth, death, old age, disease, and they're so young. And then Sai Maharaj, he wrote a letter back to her. And then he published the letter and the complaint in Back to Godhead also. So many things he's also published there. So he was like following the line of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, he did the same thing. He published it and then also the answer, the rebuttal. And this way, this is how he was preaching in such a dynamic way. Therefore, he was given these titles, Vidyavagish, and then Upadeshak, and all these different titles there. And then as we've heard, Prabhupada, he offered him into the hands of Bharati Maharaj, Bhaktivek Bharati Maharaj, who was himself a very outspoken personality, very outspoken in his preaching. It is said that once even the queen of Katak, she heard his katha very much and she wanted to give something to him, some donation. He said, like, I didn't really speak for your money, he said. I only spoke, like, to change the hearts of the people here, he said. Not for your money, he said. And anyhow, she became even more, like, influenced. And then she even, eventually, she was the one who gave the land for that temple there in Katak, where this Sachidananda Gaudiya Math is built. She was the one. So Bharati Maharaj, he could make everyone laugh. He would, it was a very larger than life personality there. He would make everyone laugh, weep. Very like brilliant preacher. Even Prabhupada would say that people, even when I make jokes, they don't laugh, Prabhupada would say. Even when I say something funny, they don't laugh, he would say. But when you say, automatically they laugh, they're like moved. So then Prabhupada would compliment him also in this way. This way he offered him into his hands. And this way, Prabhupada would even call Siddhanti Maharaj the second Bharati Maharaj, he would say. You're like the second, he would say. And like we've heard, no, Bharati Maharaj didn't beat him so many times. But still, Prabhupada would say, you're not disturbed by this. He said, no, he's only beating me for my benefit. He would say, no. So this way, they went preaching everywhere and spreading Prabhupada's message. And we hear that after Prabhupada's departure in 1941, he took sannyas from Bhakti Vigyan Ashram Maharaj. It was the same Maharaj also gave sannyas to Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. So then he established this Sarasat Gaudiya Asan with Bhaktivek Bharati Maharaj. But Bharati Maharaj did not stay long in this world. I think he departed in 51 or 52. He did not stay long. Like you see, after Prabhupada's departure, many of his disciples, they left immediately after that. Like Narahari Sevavigra Prabhu, Bharati Maharaj, and this Bhakti Sudhakar Prabhu. And so many, they just left like immediately after he left. Also, but then some disciples, they knew that if they would also leave, then the world would be like plunged into chaos. So therefore, they stayed behind, like our Param Gurudev, Sridhar Maharaj, all of them. So this way, the Sarasat Gaudiya Asan was established there in Calcutta there. And they only have three temples even now, Calcutta, Navadvip, and Jagannath Puri. And Gurudev himself would say that they've built such nice temple in Jagannath Puri with all those paintings there, that he said all the other Gaudiya Maths, they're following the tradition from him, he said. Because in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult for people to read scriptures. But if they see all these things, paintings, murals, and all these things, they become attracted automatically. So this way he says, Siddhanti Maharaj, he was the one who inspired all the Gaudiya Maths to follow this practice. And we heard also that how when Param Gurudev disappeared, the Gurudev and everyone, they went to Siddhanti Maharaj and he came there. And he was the one who wrote the will for the samiti. And then we heard like Vaman Maharaj was made the Acharya, Trikram Maharaj the secretary, Gurudev the vice president. And then it is said one more devotee also, no? Even Parchatak Maharaj was also there. So he felt like he's not getting any position there. So Siddhanti Maharaj said, all right, you be the commander in chief, he said. So he gave him also the title there. This way he gave all the members of the Samiti all the titles, and he made sure that the Samiti had a very good like platform. And that time, even in Calcutta, Bengal was ruled by Communist Party. So actually, Bauri, they would say that you cannot place anyone in Samadhi. There was a rule then, because the communists are very atheistic. So then Gurudev, he himself went and spoke to this communist leader. And he said, like, my Guru Maharaj entered into Samadhi, place him in like thing, you know. And then this communist, even actually, like Param Gurudev and this communist leader, they had many heated exchanges. They would cut each other's arguments, very heated exchanges. So then the devotees in Samiti, they thought that he will not agree to give permission to place Param Gurudev into Samadhi there. But then he actually gave. He was very, he said, oh, I knew he was a very great personality. So therefore, this is my way of showing my gratitude by like making everything very smooth for all of you. So that way, Param Gurudev was placed into Samadhi without any problem. So it says Siddhanti Maharaj, he helped Samiti so much then. And we've heard the other histories, his love and affection for Param Gurudev, how they would serve together. And how he himself fulfilled Prabhupada's desire by writing commentaries to all the Upanishads like Isha, Kena, Kata, Mandukya, Brihadaranyaka, Chandukya, Shvetashvatara, Gopal Tapani, and then Taittiriya Upanishad, Aitriya Upanishad, all these different Upanishads, he wrote commentaries and fulfilled Prabhupada's desire. And then these commentaries, they were so difficult that Bhakti Buddha Shauti Maharaj and Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, they themselves had to proofread. Because it's so difficult. Even if you read those Bengali books now, like one sentence is one page. No full stop also. So difficult those commentaries are. But still, so much Tattva and Siddhant there. Guru would say that even this Bhagavad Gita I published, this Laghu Bhagavat Amrit Khana, this Ujjwal Nilmani Kiran, and all these other ones, Bhakti Samrit Sindhu Bindu, he said, I was so inspired by Siddhanti Maharaj. He said, his books were the platform in which I published, he said. So this way, he wrote all these and he established ultimately that Bhakti culminate, the Vedanta culminates in Bhakti. That's why Param Gurudev even named his Samiti as Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Bhakti Vedanta, he gave this title. Means the conclusion of all the slokas of Vedanta is pure Bhakti. So Param Gurudev and Siddhanti Maharaj, they shared that same mood to establish that all the Vedic scriptures, they only speak of bhakti and nothing else. So this way, Siddhanti Maharaj, he published so many books, even Uddhav Sandesh also. Bharati Maharaj, he actually had written a commentary to it, but he could not publish, he passed away. So then Siddhanti Maharaj, he published it there. So this way, we've heard how even Gurudev would go to meet him, Siddhanti Maharaj, he would give like, he would have so much love and affection for Gurudev. He would make sure that those accompanying Gurudev would get nice prasad and everything else. And he would speak such a nice katha to them. And this way we see even in Vrindavan also, his disciple is there, Sadhu Maharaj. Very sweet Vaishnava, came here once or twice. Very aged also, but anyhow he's still continuing in his seva there. So this way even their acharya is there, Sagar Maharaj. Even he came here also 3-4 times. Sadhu Maharaj came here once or twice. So all his disciples are like very aged, very senior. Because he didn't have many disciples also, I think. So this way, he's a very intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. And to this day, his disciples, his grand disciples, like even Sridhar Maharaj is his disciple, they're all continuing his line. And this way, he's also pushing forward this mission of Srila Prabhupada and Saraswati Thakur. And this way he is giving us all guidance in our own lives. Anjakalpataru Vesha Kripasan Vesha Dhanam Bhavag Vishnu Yon.
Vanchakalpatruvyascha kripasindruvyaiva cha patitanam pavanivyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga, to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we're observing the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Shirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. Among the disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in our society, in this family of Srila Gurudev and Param Gurudev, we know he's one of the close, close uncles. When in Kartik, just the day after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami, then we all celebrate his appearance day. So from that time with Srila Gurudev, then there's always this celebration. And we know among the Gaudiya Mathas, he's one of the known acharyas, along with Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And we know how, upon the disappearance of Param Gurudev, he was one of the main persons who's helping our society. So they were always under his guidance and under guidance of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. And of course, we've heard from the Vaishnavas, his many glories. In fact, for some time also, Vaishnavas have brought us to some of his temples. I've visited some of his temples, and we can see how beautiful their temples. You can see in Puri, in Navadvip, in Calcutta, all these big, almost all the walls have dioramas, and they're all very nice, like this. But aside from that, Vaishnavas always say, their sannyasis, he always trained, he trained very properly that they are always in that mood, that they are the servants. Usually, of course, sannyasis are worshipable and it is our duty to respect sannyasis, but he himself, especially among his sannyasis, telling them that when one takes sannyas, then we ourselves are example of how it is to serve and lead and be example of the Vaishnavas, not demanding demanding respects and worship, but they themselves, and you can see sannyasis are the ones serving prasad, cleaning the temple, cleaning the bathrooms. We heard this from the Vaishnavas, how they are the foremost examples in all the activities in their mat. We've heard that when they were doing preaching on the time of Prabhupada, he came a bit later in that he said he met Prabhupada 1924. So we just heard he was born he was born 1906. So that puts him 18 years old when he met Prabhupada. It was on that year, 24, that he actually got Diksha and Harinam. But it said, and we've heard from Vaishnavas also, that when he was in the mat and he found they're all so qualified. Everyone speaks Sanskrit and they all know so many verses. So then he was a little bit discouraged and he wanted to be very qualified. And so he wanted to pursue continuing his studies. And he was away actually for 4 years. I read the biography that Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj wrote. He said 1928, that's when again he came back. And we heard from the Vaishnavas, that was when Param Gurudev, also some of his other god brothers, approaching him and telling him, hey, don't waste time. Now, while Prabhupada is here, we engage in his service, this. And so 1928, he came back. And from that time, he was always assisting in many preaching activities, mostly under Srila Bhakti Vivek Bharati Maharaj. Vaishnavas are telling Bhakti Vivek Bharati is very big, very strong, and very strict. So sometimes he would beat him. But this is the thing, certain persons, they could understand that whoever's chastising them, it's actually that person has much affection. So therefore, if there is any option, it's always under Bharti Maharaj he goes in preaching. So we just heard how even after the disappearance of Prabhupada, they established their new new temples, their new society, and it was under Bharati Maharaj. Of course, Pujapad Bharati Maharaj, he left ahead, and therefore he became the Acharya. So one thing, important thing, I've heard from the Vaishnavas, is when we speak about Guru, we speak about like an actual devotee, an Acharya, is that what is really their potency? Their potency is that they can change the heart of someone who's a lover of this world into a lover of Krishna. So every time we have a celebration of Sri Rupa Siddhanti Maharaj, I always hear from the Vaishnavas how he changed many hearts, especially one who's very difficult to change. It's said that in Calcutta, one big Gunda, he's leader of big Gunda community. He owns a restaurant even, and he has two wives like this. He happened to come to his mat. That time he was even drunk. But then, because of potency of Sri Rupa Siddhanti Maharaj, later on he became one of his greatest supporter and great devotee. He became vegetarian. His family became very pious. And they even come to Keshavji Goji Math and also helping our math. So this is his potency. So they also would speak about how in service, then there's this competition to serve. So him and Bharti Maharaj, when they go Bhiksha, they would even be fighting who will carry the bags like this. So this... And of course, there's many more glories, but one very famous thing with regards to him is that first, then this is among the Godimas, then they always appreciate this and acknowledge this, is that it was Prabhupada's, really his desire that, for one, the Vedanta Sutra and all these books that discusses Tattva Siddhanta, what is the Siddhanta of our Gaudiyas, be published and be distributed. So he makes so much endeavor for that. And therefore, you will not find any other books translation of Vedanta Sutra. It was him who translated into Bengali this book of Baladev Vidyabhushan. Also, many commentaries, many books which has commentaries of Bhaktivedanta, Baladev Vidyabhushan, the Gita, he publishes Gita with commentary of Baladev Vidyabhushan, with commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he also had his own commentary like this. And as I know, this is the same source of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's commentary for his Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then, of course, he also, in relation to this, and that's why he published all these Upanishads, which are explained, made commentary by Baladev Vidyabhushan, all this Ishupanishad and others. Then, of course, very important books of our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which is actually the basis, based on the main writings of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Ujjwala Nilamani Kiran, and this Brihad Bhagavatamrita Kana. So he also published this. So that's one. And another thing, when it comes to preaching, then this will always be known how he's very bold and uncompromising. His nature is that he would speak straight. He doesn't care what everyone else would say. At that time, everyone loves Vivekananda and Ramakrishna. They're very famous, not just in Bengal, but in India, we know. But when they were doing preaching, then we know how he was very straightforward. and showing like how these people are actually ruining the Vedic like teachings. For one, Vivekananda, he is so much influenced by Mayavad. Ramakrishna also, he is so much into, like his philosophy is that service to the jivas is service to God. That's it. But if you look at their lives, they're killing animals, they're eating meat like this. So he's just exposing their hypocrisy. And of course, because many people are against, they like them, and it created actually like a riot. They hated, and they actually wanted that whole, it was supposed to be a 3-day, and after that they protested that it should be canceled the rest of the days. But we already know that by the efforts of his other God brothers and by blessings of Prabhupada, it continued, and even the people became so pacified that they even like requested for 15 more days. So actually it extended to 15 more days. Then one also is that he always, when he speaks, he always would distinctly promote only Uttama Bhakti and showing like how all this like mixed bhaktis are useless and contaminating many of now the many philosophies like this. Because at that time, this is very common, this saying that as many ways as there have to have darshan of Bhagavan, that's how many paths are there like this to attain Bhagavan. We said the only path to Bhagavan is only Uttama Bhakti. No other path, only by Uttama Bhakti, like this. And he's very, very strong, bold. And I just said that one time, one of his God brothers told Prabhupada about this. And Prabhupada said, like, yes, he's telling truth, but sometimes we have to be polite. Actually, we should not be doing like this, but then we have to appreciate that what he has done, he said, by what he's doing, he's actually making like kind of like controversy that more and more people is getting attention. We're getting more attention to the people, and like good publicity. So it's like worth of lakhs of rupees, like advertisement. Like he has done, and so, and that's why in the Gaudiya and in their patrikas, there's never a lack of like topics to write about, and because like all these controversies are there, and then they when Prabhupada would write about them and any of his disciples would write about them, and then it's all cleared up, and then people will realize like what they actually are telling and what Sri Rupa Sanatan Maharaj has told is actually true like this. So today we're observing his disappearance day. We pray unto this great personality. He's one of our like well-wishers. So we pray that under his blessings that we can become qualified members of this family of Arshila Gurudev. Vansha Kalpataru Vishtakipasin Vivacha Patitana Bhagavani Vaishnavu.
No, they said everything. Please. Oh, please, I can. I don't know that much about Siddhanta. They spoke everything.
Gyanatamrandasya Gyananjana Swakaya Chakshumi Tamjena Taismai Sri Gurainama Gurve Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Nama Namastresta Manumapi Sachi Putramatra Sarupam Rupam Tashagajam Uruparam Mat Durum Ghostavatim Radhakundam Girivaraho Radhika Madhavasyam Prapto Yasha Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bheva Chapatita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaur Tushye Namaha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These Avirbhav and Tirubhav Mahosvas of the Vaishnavas are very powerful. Very powerful for us to meditate on their qualities, their specialities. And I said so many times, but we're purifying our ears and consciousness by hearing the glories of the Sura Vaishnavas. And this is our medicine so that we can be cured from the disease of attraction to this world by taking shelter of those sadhus that have cut their attachment to this world and are completely situated in a transcendental realm. So Srila Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti, previously his brahmachari name was Siddha Swarup Brahmachari. And the devotees have spoken about how powerful and straightforward he was in his preaching. Generally, there's a concept that when we're preaching the truth to persons, it should be palatable. If possible, yes, but the truth must be spoken. And he was very expert at speaking the truth and not making any compromises. And sometimes this displeased people, but as we've heard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta thought it was very powerful. And at one such conference, when they were threatened that if it continued, that it would be a very big disruption, and the organizer had approached, I think, at that time, Bhakti Rakshashtra Siddharmaraj was there. And he spoke and he said, I promise that speaker won't speak now. Was it Bhakti Rakshashtra Siddharmaraj? So others spoke and he spoke and he pacified. He said, we have not come here to please the general populace. We have come here to present the conceptions of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu without compromise. And he has spoken the essence of Vedic philosophy even more than Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya and Kumar Ramanuja. So we have come to present this, and Mahaprabhu has explained different flaws in these other acharyas and has given us achinta beta beta tattva, taking two things from each of these acharyas and has given the essence of Vedic conceptions, and those who hear this with an open mind and open heart will be deluged, and so much rain of nectar will come into their consciousness. So the powerful preaching of Srila Bhakti Rakshashtra Siddharmaraj to the assembly, there was so much applause and appreciation, and like Krishna Kunya has spoken, that they urged the organizers to please continue the amount of days. And I think then there was persons who came forward and established Math in that city. So what also Vaishnavas have spoken, what I feel is one of his great contributions, and gave so many different translations into Bengali of the Sanskrit literatures that were presented, and Hindi. And one is the Vedanta Sutra and his commentary on that. So I've been praying, Rasananda, who's become Bhaktivedanta Siddharmaraj, I've been praying that somehow he could encourage his godbrothers, please present this in the English language for us that don't have any Sukriti for Bengali, Hindi, or Sanskrit. So on these transcendental avirbhavs and tirubhavs mahotsavas, we prayed to the Gurupad Padma, the Vaishnava Padma, their lotus foot dust, to please give us their shelter and encourage us in our bhakti. And in this way, then we can make a little bit of advancement and give up our attachments to this material world and have attachments to the Sudha Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhuyeva cha pratim vaishnavevyo namo namo.
You sweet speaking. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Pancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurattise Namaha. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattaragunan Sri Gopal Bhatta Dasro Gunan Echai Gosai Kari Charnabandhan Javaite Vignanas Avista Puran Jayasti Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Ananta Antakuti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Saparsad Gaur Hari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Sudarshan, Jeev ki jai. Bhakta Vighna Vinashan, Karani Singh Dev ki jai. Bhakta Raj, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Sarva Vishtaparata Giriraj, Govardhan Jeev ki jai. Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai. Brajamandal, Dham ki jai. Brajavasi, Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Brajeshwari, Madhishwari, Praneshwari, Srimati Dharani ki jai. Brajdevi Gan ki jai. Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Chaturmasya Vrata ki jai, Jai Bhakti Srirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj Tirubhav Titi Maha Mahasav ki jai, Mahasav Parankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. So today, all are now hearing Bhakti Sri Rupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj's glories. But Vaishnava's remnants, very tasteful and sweet. God remnants, powerful, but tasteful, sweet. But nectar is Vaishnava's near. They are taking, tasting, then more nectarful. Direct taking God prasadam, yes, healthy, tasty, power, energy, but there is not nectar. Bhaktas taking then is mama prasad. So now all Vaishnavas, very nice glories, they speaking that adharamrita, very tasteful. Now I am thinking that when I am all repeating, then also my life will be good. towards saying, Bhakti Sri Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj's temple is came, then Prabhupada Srishta would giving name is Siddhaswarup Brahmachari. Telling, he is an ordinary Brahmachari, he is Swarup Siddha. One is Baddha, one is Siddha. One is Anadi Baddha, conditions of living entity, one is Mukta, liberated soul. Siddha Swarup. Goswami Maharaj's name, Aprakita Prabhu. He is not Prakito, Aprakito. Transcendental, spiritual. This Brahmachari is name giving Siddha Swarup. His Swarup Siddha is not an ordinary person. His language, his nature, character, behavior, you're looking, then realizing how is Siddha Swarup. The Siddha Swarup bona fide devotees, glory is remembering, then also you getting Siddhi. Ordinary people, you are remembering contaminated people, then you will be contaminated, dirty. And Siddha Swarup giving Siddhi. What happened then? Next is, now all are is going on. What telling? Prabhupada, Swastika good time, he came temple, he looking all are Guru Seva. Very attached to within Guru Padma. Day and night, they don't know when night, when day. They never thinking, foodstuff, no water. Or no sickness, weakness, yet anything for not they're involved. Their complete surrender, they all time without Prabhupada, they don't know anything. He's been thinking, how I am pleasing Prabhupada. All are qualified, scholar, Sanskrit, all language, English, Hindi, Bengali, many languages, Odia, all scholar. How can I am pleasing Prabhupada? Guru Seva, very important things. And Gurus, without happiness, God never will be happy. Then he thinking, then saying, Vinodbihar Brahmachari Adar Niyar, please, you tell him Prabhupada, I am complete unqualified. I am going and learning Sanskrit and some all Shastra and Ved Vedanta Upanishad. And after, I'm coming back temple. Prabhupada said, no. Guru Seva, for you came, you have any qualities, that things with you serving. Then sometime after, all Ved Vedanta Upanishad, Shastra, Puran, everything, all are manifest and appears your heart. Prabhupada at that time telling one sloka, very simple sloka. Mukam karati vachalam pangung langhayati girim. But jatkripa tamahum vande sigurum dinatarinam. No telling Paramananda Madhavam. Telling sigurum dinatarinam. Dini nakinchan. Sevak for Guru's mercy, at a time God mercy. He is pongu, like lame, he cannot walk, but he is crossing over world. And mook, he cannot speak, he don't know anything, but he will be bachal. Very big speaker. Why? This is speaker. Guru Padma, all God, all mercy is coming, and automatic there too, flowing and everybody drinking this nectar. So no need. I like your Vedanta Bhagis. He said, I don't know anything. So okay, now Ved Vedanta Shastra, everything. All appears in your heart. All commentary, everything. Then Siddhartha Maharaj sometimes saying, my Guru Padma mercy. Or I never thinking, Vedanta Sutra, I am explaining, writing purport, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Isho, Keno, Koto, Prasna, Mandukya, Munduka, Aitariya, Taitariya, Chandagya, all Sruti, all purport. Uddhav Sandesh, বৃহৎ ভগবন্তের কণা উজ্জ্বলিনী কিরণ হ্যাঁ অ্যান্ড দিস মাধুরী কাদম্বিনী দিস অল আই এম রাইটিং পারপোর্ট আই এম এক্সপ্লেনিং বিফোর আই এম নট থিঙ্কিং বাট প্রভুপাদ গিভিং দিস সিদ্ধি ট্রেনিং শরণাগত অকিঞ্চনের একই লক্ষণ তার মধ্যে প্রবেশে আত্মসমর্পণ এনিবডি শরণাগত সারেন্ডার দেন সামটাইম আফটার দে উইল বি অকিঞ্চন নিষ্কিঞ্চন নো অ্যাটাচ এনিথিংস উইথ ইস মন্ডেন থিংস উইথ ইস অল থিংস ডিটাচ হ্যাঁ আফটার হিজ ইনসাইড ইজ ইস পাওয়ার কামিং আত্মসমর্পণ ওন সেলফ হিজ অফারিং বাট ফার্স্ট ইজ শরণাগত আফটার শরণাগত দেন ডেফিনেটলি উইল বি অকিঞ্চন নিষ্কিঞ্চন And the qualities tools that you have, then Atmasmarpan very easy. And Atmasmarpan means Guru Padma and God giving all own qualities. Sarvai Gunishtata Samasati Sura. So he's saying, I came Prabhupada near, then I'm looking, Prabhupada Sevakar, very close to him, very near, dearest to him. They continue serving him and Prabhupada, like his present his sevak heart. They are glorified everywhere, explaining all Shastra. He is saying, Bhakti Prakash Arunya Maharaj came, like his Gorakshanath Babaji Maharaj equal to copy. He don't know any letters, he could never gone school, college. He don't know any grammar. But Prabhupada Maharaj is giving class, big assembly. He is telling, Isha Upanishad like telling, Paripadak Upanishad like telling, Narayan Upanishad like telling. But he never reading. All his manifest is heart. One day, outside people challenging. You reading all Upanishad? Yes. All Puran? Yes. Ved Vedanta? Everything. It's okay, tomorrow all are coming. And discussing with you, arguing with you. Next day he stays, Sevakani are telling, all bricks is ripping with his all papers and writing. This is Isha, Upanishad, Kato, Kano, Prasna, Mandukya, Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta, Veda, Riksham, Jadurathar, all writing and stalking. And middle one Srimad Bhagavatam will be there, original, real one, and Bhagavad Gita. Okay, then there all assembly came, Brahmin, other, they are sitting. He said, this Rigved telling like this. This Rigved, somewhere telling like this. After telling, after opening Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam telling like this. Artham Brahma Sutranam, Bharatartha Vinindam. Gayatri Bhasya Chandasu, Vedartha Paribhinghito. So he stroke all memory, very strong memory. Hearing Prabhupada lecture, at a time, at a drinking. So Siddhasur Brahmachari is saying, this Prabhupada telling Mukham Karati Bhachyalam, really, his all disciples and followers, all are his one master. And how are you respecting Prabhupada? They are distributing every of this nectar. Oh, how can I be serving Prabhupada? Then he is thinking. After, Diksha after, Prabhupada giving them Siddhasurup, then he is saying, Prabhupada, near, requesting. Your near and dearest all Sevak Vaishnavas. You are within Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas in with you. Then please you give me order. Which Vaishnavas near I am going, I am took shelter. He take care of me, continue. And he protecting me. He saving me. I am faults and guilties, everything. Otherwise, nobody care. You know, many bhakta, devotee Vaishnavas. Each other is respecting, each other glorifying these rules. But nobody pulling air and giving slap and telling, hey, why are you doing wrong? Hey, don't go that side. Don't do like this. Who will be my personal authority and guardian? Then Prabhupada is saying, okay, you go Bharati Maharaj near. My Guru Maharaj was sending Vinod Bihari Brahmacharya is near. The Prabhupada, mostly Goswami Maharaj near sending Bhaktisar Maharaj. That time his Brahmacharya name, very nice name, I forget. So, like all senior devotee, Prabhupada sending other Brahmacharis. Very nice thing. And they are continue to take care. He is giving class, then Bharati Maharaj not disturbed. Sridhar Maharaj there, all are there in Dhaka, university, not disturbed. But his little did wrong, other way, that time he is beating. Young boy, like his 24, 28 years age, that time who tolerated this? But he is beating too much. Then Prabhupada near is not complaining. After some time, Bharati Maharaj going prachar, then Siddha Swarup came, Prabhupada near offering for pranam, then Prabhupada, please you give me order and give me mercy, I am going Bharati Maharaj with you prachar. Say, yes, I am very happy with you. I am hearing some days before, he is beating you. See, really he is my well-wisher and good friend. He is thinking about me. I am going wrong way, he can tolerate. He is thinking and shaking me and all time chastising me, teaching me. I have no other. You giving me his near, I am continue forever. I like my life will be his nearby. This purpose, Prabhupada, very happy. Prabhupada, heart is melting. Prabhupada says, yes, this senior, all devotees respecting, this is good. Also, junior for love and affection, serving them, but he's like, as is to me. And Bharati Maharaj was telling. After some time, Bharati Maharaj writing Srimad Bhagavad Gita, this purport is translating Vishnu Chakra Thakur. And Siddhanti Maharaj translating Baladevi Dharasan Prabhu. Same Gita, same mission, same purport, but both are different. Bharati Maharaj writing this Uddhava Sandesh, then Siddhanti Maharaj, his more purport writing, expect. Bharati Maharaj is very happy. Prabhupada time also, any lectures, Prabhupada telling this purpose, all brahmacharis for like Vishwavaishnava Raja Sabha, otherwise Gaurapurnima festival, all time brahmacharis are giving for classes for. So my Paramaguru Maharaj is telling, after Prabhupada, Vedanta Samiti, he is inviting this Gaurapurnima festival time. He is coming and giving lectures. Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Maharaj is coming. He is giving lectures. Sometimes they are calling Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. He is also coming. All God brothers he is calling. But Siddhanti Maharaj, he is respecting Param Guru Devi and Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj like as it is Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying, my devotees, your disciples, your followers, not difference to me. This is very problem. Gurus respect all disciples' heart is. But other Vaishnavas for respect and toilets, very rare. After some time, Bharati Maharaj saying, all are this Navadvip Dham opening one center. Prabhupada, all are against and Gaudiya Sampradaya are against. There is preaching, there is everywhere preaching and changing. This is our vision. Bharati Maharaj, very nice lecture giving. First is going there, Bharat Sivasam one center. One mission, Bharat Sivasam, like Ramakrishna mission. Bharat Sivasam, Samiji there, they are on a social working. People for distributing water, giving food stuff, charity cloth, giving medicine, and dormitory hall, they helping giving food stuff. They like this. Siddhan, Bharati Maharaj going there, they are like 1 month Navadvip, Bharaswasam staying. Siddhanti Maharaj for telling, house to house going, all house. Before, in Prabhupada's lifetime, they are not one time attacking, one time is a big attack, but all time there is against. They are telling one story, this. Each side, any sannyasi, brahmachari, they are all kalichala, kalichar, Shukracharya party, shaving head and taking danda, Kali Yuga, not allowed. Asyamedam, Gavalambam, Sanyasam, Palipatrikam, Devarana, Sudhutpatti, Kalau Pancha Vibarje. But all Shukracharya party, all excess of demon. They are shaving head and taking danda and cheating people. Babaji said, this said, Navadvip telling. So Bharati Maharaj and Siddhanti Maharaj, Navadvip staying, and Paramaguru is Devananda Goldimath opening. At this, both are also are some other disciples. They're staying Bharaswastram, local mission, and there too, all house to house going. All Gosai, Jati Gosai, Brahmin, all Baniya, any caste, all house going and challenging. They're telling first Prabhupada against this Kolia, Koladip. They're telling this is Navadvip, this is Mayapur. And also they're against. All time they insulting. Anybody want to go Navadvip to Mayapur? They say don't go. There is Miyapur, they're not making Mayapur. Kazi house. All Kazi's dynasty. Then now, they're too much abusing. I many times these Brahmins near local, I'm hearing, they go to never like. I'm also telling Sudra, Scheduled caste, lower caste, Antaj, Mlecha, they give Brahmin thread. They're worshipping, they're cooking. Only you, Brahmins has Adhikar. Why other caste is cooking or offering? And offer the Brahmin thread wearing, Sikha Tilak, they're saying, I'm Brahmin, Guru. They're not Guru. Oh, Baba. There is Siddhanti Maharaj and opening center. Where? It's called Radha Bazar. They're giving a name. Market name, one Radha Bazar, one Gosai Bazar, one this Bola Bazar, one Lakshmi Bazar, many, 22 market, yeah, 30 market, very big Navadvip. Now, is Radha Bazar main center. Our Devananda Goldimath before is outside, complete jungle. Siddhar Maharaj, more jungle. There are no people before, only jungle. This start is town starting Radha Bazar too. Radha Bazar too going Gosai Bazar after Polamatola, after Pirtala. Oh, that side is Navadvip Dham. Like this side is not Vrindavan. That side Vrindavan. Now this side Iskon, Prem Mandir. Now this side is like Vrindavan. Same like. So all our childhood do know. All against Bhat Siddhanti Maharaj. All Brahmins calling, inviting, cooking. Feeding prasad. They are cook, very special. This world is not possible equal to anybody cooking like this. I am 15 days in Hazra temple. My Guru Maharaj, the time is sick. Then I am there is staying, night time coming, evening going, morning going, night time coming, staying. I am looking there how is prasadam. Sometimes I am also Navadvip, air and there take prasadam. Also they are Siddhanti Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj desire, rules. In roof, flower garden. Season flower. On roof. Also, buying flower. Money, it is service for nice dress, nice prasadam. Everything is like Siddha Swarup, then it's all Seva Siddha. Cannot believe this. How is possible that they're cooking? After Guru Purnima, next day, Janmoshav of Jagannath Mishra, Mahapur Janmoshav following. That day, they are making one khichdi only. And line is going like 1 kilometer, this side, that side. Only this much prasadam giving. People, one, two, three are only standing in line. How is good smell and how is this prasadam? Oh, before
they are giving prasadam. Navadip no Madhuguri Bhiksha. But they are going all house to house. Madhuguri Bhiksha, which is the maintaining temple. Kolkata also, they are Madhuguri Bhiksha. Jagannath Puri, same. All hotel, everywhere they are going, they are to collecting Madhuguri and they maintaining. But their prasadam, they giving people and taking, they are never forget. They forget everything, next time they are coming, next prasadam for. Time they are also their Rajbhog. How? Govinda Bhog rice. Very special. But Brahmachari, what eating, you know? Oh, ordinary bhiksha rice. And one sabji, this is called like santula, sukta, only boiled sabji one, and rice. Other things, bhoga, come in plate. Oh, many, many prasadam for people line. Every day, before they're taking, only 5 rupees, one plate prasadam. After 10 rupees, after 50 rupees, now 100 rupees. I'm thinking more than 100 rupees. But many preparation they're giving. They taste full prasad. How it smell? At Brahmachari eating time, I'm looking, what? Only one sukta and rice. No dal, no sabji. No pakodi, no chutney, no kheer. But all giving the people. But that every day going bhiksha. Every day, how serving? Oh, kirtan. Anybody has no tone and melody? Say no. You also doing kirtan. Krishna like you, Krishna hearing your kirtan. And brahmachari is going bhiksha. Rules is, anybody coming for bhiksha, they inviting people, all coming, rules is giving Madhuguri. Money, afternoon, before also the Manand Goli Mata's rules, Param Gurudev rules, one Rajbhog plate, all mixing, everything, sweet rice, dal, sabji, all mixing, and then giving Madhuguri, everybody's. There's a temple also like rules. All time give Madhukuri. These prasad, Navadvip change. And they are Harikatha. They are all time challenging and calling scholar. Every day, very big meeting. Now Navadvip not like this. All smarto and attacking not. Also, now many Gaudiyamath. So after his proper service for proper telling, you are Siddha Surva and Vedanta Bhagis. Therefore, he is starting this translation. Then he is thinking, how can I am printing these all books? Also, Bharati Maharaj, very little age, like 52 years age, his departure. Long life, no. Very short life, and he is gone. And after Siddhanti Maharaj, complete alone. But he is Prabhupada mercy, many disciples. Very nice, nice disciples come, all qualified, very, they have, also Maharaja's strong rules, his disciples never going other Gaudiya Math. Never coming any holy dham, no, ban. Any Harikatha hearing for any local public coming, one day asking, where are you, yesterday you are sick? No. Where are you? Time gone. Kolkata has many Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Research. Many, many. I am gone that Gaudiya Math Harikatha par. Okay, tomorrow too, he are not coming. Go, no more coming here. One brahmachari, independently going here and there, get out from the temple. No more coming here. Very strong he is. And anybody like to going with him and coming with him. Also, his temple now also rules. Temple Harikatha Kirtan, give Vrindavan net. This side to that net. First is Sannyasi Brahmachari and behind is ladies. On net crossing is impossible. Harikatha Kirtan before, first is the fixing net. Big, big net. This side, gents, ladies, Brahmachari, this side ladies. They crossing and coming this side, killing them. They shooting gun. No possible going. And sometime these old, old Matajis, they very distance to Aruti, not possible looking Aruti. They try to going net nearby, taking water, throwing water. Go distance. Only for this chastisement, no. Protection for. All our life protection for. Bhajan for kaam, not attachment with anybody. No looking, otherwise this physical body, five elements, they are all time is nonsense. Like magnet, he's telling, magnet is attacking this iron. Iron has no power, but magnet has power. So anybody doing bhajan and bhakti, he's something speaking and some behavior, very nice, sweet now. This sweet is attracting everybody. Then all iron is coming, magnet near, then after some time, iron is taking power, but iron is coming magnetic and then magnet small, no, like bigger. Many iron, but telling this material attachment after this disturbing you, continue with you, then you can control yourself. You going their side. Look, people looking, then only iron, magnet not watching. You lost your shakti, power you lost. Very carefully, he is speaking. Now you need how you his cassettes, yeah, his lectures, books, you reading, then you understanding. His advice, last is going time, he is giving advice. Many niceness qualified sevak, all. One sevak one day telling, Gurudev, you are going. Then you writing will, yeah, all say, yes, I am doing anything, but why are you thinking? So no, next is any, all golden matters, fight. Therefore, before you writing everything and doing registration. But Maharaj say, yes, I am doing. But the disciple is, night time Maharaj is sleeping, then he is come with an axe, say, killing him, Maharaj. Maharaj not hearing me. But he is, this wooden bed, is putting axe, he thinking this is side head. But Maharaj that day turned his other side. His head is this side, no, that side. He's putting there his feet. But that blanket, other thing, then axe is touching this wooden bed, big sound. Then Maharaj is calling bell, pushing. Sevaks are nearby, all coming, and this sevak is jumping wall and crossing and run away. Look, how is this nature? Learned, qualified, but I need this post. I need this position. Gurudev, why not writing for me? Then Maharaj, not telling anything, saying, Prabhupada, anything doing, I know. But that person is sometime after finish, a complete useless and fall down and finish. So many things happen. Maharaj's life is many, many. Kolkata preaching time, Navadvi preaching time, you cannot believe this Smarto and Jati Gosai, that how is attacking. Oh, how the patience and how much strong willpower. They everything tolerates and giving answer and pacify all, changing all. Kolkata preaching time, his temple too nearby Dharmatala, very, just now hearing, all Badmas, Gunda, and the followers of all Ramakrishna Mission. They hearing, he is insulting Ramakrishna Mission, Swami Vivekananda, then they chicken pakoda making, and this much, and bringing temple, and dancing, all wine drinking and dancing. Oh, Babaji, prasadam, pakoda prasadam, all are distributing. Then they took this chicken pakoda, Osugunda, then evening time arati, many people, then they come at that youth starting dance, Maharaj. How is Maharaj came and then telling, please you come. After you distributing, now you stop. You sitting here, Aruti finish, then he's sitting. And giving Charanamrita. And telling, okay, all are taking your prasadam, you chanting Harinam. How is Sabda Brahma? One time chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. chanting and brahmacharis are there, kirtana dancing, that person chanting Harinam and he also start dance. Or his group. Then Maharaj, after chanting, tired and sitting, then giving nice evening fruit prasadam and peda, sandesh. Maharaj's temple has old time bhoga, very nice, nice. Not like it's rough. All time, evening time, paneer, sandesh, chana, and fruits, very nice, nice season fruits. All, you cannot believe how is this heart. Never measure. Then, bhoga came, Maharaj little taking, and giving them, they're feeding. Then, he's explaining, like until midnight, this Gaudiya Vaishnava, and what they eating, without God prasad not eating. God not eating is meat and blood. This is pranihingsa, jealousy, and also killing these animals. This curse is coming. And then say, why Ramakrishna Mission taking? They are every day goat, sheep, fish, eggs, everything they eating. Then explaining. Therefore, after they understand the drunkards, next day too, he has this mutton, this meat shop, all cooking and selling, like restaurant. 1, 2, 3, Metro Cinema at front of and Dharmatala, all changing. He has two wife, one Odia, one Bengali. This has children, this has children. This their own house, all stop. And wife are telling, you, I am taking diksha, you also take diksha. Then you are my wife, now other I am throwing you, rejecting. Udiya telling, I am not taking diksha. Bengali telling, I am taking diksha. Then Bengali wife house is staying, never going Udiya house. Udiya has, wife has two son. This side is one son, one daughter. He is continuing staying Bengali house. Now Udiya sons for the people cooking, selling this meat. Now he is stopping. Say, you not eating, also you not cooking. Otherwise, I'm dakait gunda, I'm killing. Then slow, they are also changing. After his private secretary, and like first sevak, he is buying car and driving car, Maharaj preaching for taking everywhere. He Maharaj, sometimes Puri going, he is going Puri. Also his first cook. Maharaj, mercy with his, he is cooking. He is coming someday Mathura, he is respecting our Maharaj, why Siddhanti Maharaj, which is our Maharaj, good relation. Then he is coming Kartik month, his family coming, he is alone marketing, cooking, distributing, how? Little learning I am, this all persons near little cook, otherwise I don't know anything. Our Brahmachari, like Kirti Maharaj learning also, all Brahmachari learning there near to cook. So Siddhanti Maharaj himself, he is going kitchen and teaching all brahmacharis how cooking, how offering, how making garland, how take care of this all. Also, day and night Harikatha, also book translation, purport. End of life, Jagannath Puri. So I am hearing Maharaj now going soon. I am going for darshan, I am looking. 2 hours brahmacharis are giving guard and doing kirtan. Then Maharaj is in chair, Maharaj is laying. Then very fat body healthy. Then Maharaj evening time, aarti starting. Then Maharaj holding hand. Now the room is distance. There to Maharaj is praying. Now I am Jagannath Puri, offering pranam Jagannath, Paldeep, Subhadra, Tuta Gopinath, all. Until Maharaj 1 hour, but he has no sense. Oxygen is running. But non-stop. They are eternal, nitya lila, nitya smaran, nitya bhajan. I am there to learn how possible this old age. Also oxygen, no sense like. But his evening time, he is now running. 1 hour after, sevak sir came, opening little eyes, giving some charanamrita, some liquid prasadam. After some time, Maharaj today in Calcutta, he disappears. That time all Golima telling, please, mostly all Golimath has place, his samadhi giving. Maharaj say no. Maharaj going before is telling no. No samadhi. After anybody respect, take care, like one generation, next generation, next generation, neglecting. Like many acharyas, samadhi temple, know their respectfully. And he said, no, you my body burning. Then all Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Math, Mool Math, they are also requesting. Everybody, please, taking Mayapur. Gurudev order, also Maharaj giving order. Then Kolkata, Kalighat, nearby Ganga, tonight all Gaudiya Math, big Sankirtanam, big assembly is gone. First time sannyasis are acharyas, like giving fire. Then after next day, big Virat Sabha, all temple. Then is, now also Sevaks are very nicely following. And Harikatha glorify all Vaishnavas, all his Shastra. You cannot believe like his Prabhupada giving name Siddha Swarup after Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, Siddhanta, all Shastra. So this, how manifest? So today is nearest praying. Asasanga tagai Vaishnavachar. Siddhanta, Tata Siddhanta, anybody has no, they are very weak. Anytime they are possible changing. Sometimes this side, sometimes this side. But he is Siddhanta Bhagish. Very pakka. They are Guru Nishtha. This Archan Marga. How is deity serving? But no nurag, no love. And sometime after, I am alone doing many things. How possible for me? Kirtan, after cleaning pots, cooking, offering bhoga, not possible for me. But no love then like this. Tomorrow saying, all time, Archan, Vidhi Marga, quickly you getting this love and affection, anurag is increasing in your heart. How? Lovely serving. Anything is doing little, very sweetly. Not bhadrasan, like more tension, too much for me. No, like this. Little doing, but doing nicely. Their temple, every temple, morning, afternoon, evening, three times, all top to bottom cleaning. All stairs, all kitchen room, anywhere you going, the temple, third floor, all temple third floor. Mostly two, three floors. All clean, very clean. Therefore, I'm learning this sloka. Net and clean, fresh and green, white and quiet, then everything is right. Other than no right. Therefore, I'm going all Gaudiya Math, how they're serving. Rupa Sastra, who disabled, all like same. Bhakti Jnanardhan Goswami Maharaj, my staying long time. Sometimes 1 month, 1.5 month. Sometimes Bhakti Puri Maharaj temple, sometimes other temple, all Prabhupada disciples. Their heart is only for beloved their deity. Market, anything is good, looking, collecting, all buying, anyhow buying. He is buying flower, Calcutta market, Hawala Bazar, flower market too. And sending air flight to this, Jagannath Puri, Bhubaneswar. Bhubaneswar to disciples are taking by car, giving Jagannath. Every week, sending Jagannath for. Khishwara Gopinath, Competitive Air Chandan, Tota Gopinath, Chandan, all Chandan Jatra dress. How is serving? But temple going, now no like rich, but collecting and all saving. Also Chaitanya Math, Mool Math, Prabhupada Math, they are all time continuous serving. This is relation. Our relation will be like this within all Guru Varga, Gaudiya, all Vaishnava, Bhakta, Devotee, Prajavasi with this. Then is this Anurag coming. Love is increasing. Otherwise, going material world and all lost in life then. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Bolo Bhakti Sri Rupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Tadiyo Tirubhav Tithi Mama sab ki jai. Tirubhav Tithi Parankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaudiya Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Pramanande.
Rasomati Nandana Brajavarana.